Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, people, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. I want to thank you again for tuning in. We're going to go ahead with our announcement. Amen. This is a day that the Lord has made. I hope everybody is rejoicing and being glad that you're here, being glad that you're able to serve the Lord. Glory to God. Because, you know, in some places they can't serve God freely like we do. So, you know, you got to be glad wherever you are at this point. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to go ahead with our announcements first. Amen. I want to start off with our elder on yesterday. Elder Bertha asked you, faith come by hearing. It was awesome, awesome, awesome show. You missed it. You missed the treat. Glory to God. Elder walked the dog on her show yesterday. It was awesome. The show came on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern. Every Saturday, Elder comes with a fresh word. Just awesome. So make sure that you don't miss it. If you do miss it, you can go back and hear the show on demand. And I am Prophetess Martha Williams, Prophetic Corner Ministries. I'm the first hour power, and the show starts at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And it also pre-recorded. Now what I'm going to do is give you a 30-minute break right there. And then we're going to go down and we're going to hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Remember, that's, I'm just giving you a 30-minute break to go get you a sip of water, sip of juice, and come back and hear what the Lord is saying. You know, I found that if you stay stable and listen, actually listen instead of moving all around, up, down, all around, you know, mind focus on everything, you know, God will speak. But you sometimes have to just get yourself in that quiet place and hear what words are coming, hear what the ministry is going for. Because Minister Elaine's coming with a fresh word on today, and I want you to be able to hear it. Glory to God. And if you move up on Tuesday, we have none other than Apostle and Pastor, One Word from the Lord, on Tuesday night. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, this is where you want to go. Go to Facebook, and you can inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rao and Pastor Joseph Rao. Whatever you need, amen, they will inbox you back and get back in touch with you. So I encourage you to go on there on Facebook and inbox them and let them know what the need may be. You know, everybody needs help at some point in time. You know, time and chance happen to us all, praise God. So, you know, it will be good if you just go on and let them call you, and you can get help. Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. So, yeah, amen, husband and wife, 32 years of marriage. Don't miss it. I'm encouraging you to go and hit them up. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Amen. Glory to God. And I want to also encourage you to come along and partner with us. And in partnering with us, you receive many, many, many perks. You receive ministry from Monday all the way up through Sunday. Now, that's a blessing. You know, it's an encouraging word that comes. Amen. It comes twice a week. Amen. And it's an awesome, 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 awesome word that gives you that encouragement that will lift you up on high and help you to make it through that day. Sometimes, you know, people say, well, you know, I just can't make it. Well, come on and partner with us. No, you can't buy the word, but you can partner. Amen. So you can help the word to get to more places and more people. Glory to God. So I encourage you, we're only asking for $25 or more. You will be very, very blessed by the word. Amen. And that's a guarantee on that because it's God's word. Hallelujah. So come on in and get in where you fit in and let Jesus begin to minister to you through the word that comes every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it starts over again. So come on in. Go ahead and join. You can hit Apostle up amen. Like I said, Prophet Siobhan Rise on Facebook, and she will tell you how you can get your seed to her. Glory to God. Or for someone who knows any of us on the Wild Team, Minister Elaine, glory to God, Prophetess Martha, Pastor Joseph Rouse, any of us, we will get it to them, glory to God. And they will give you a call because we're all under the same umbrella, glory to God. So I encourage you to go ahead and get in where you fit in and watch God move in your life. Amen. With all that said and done, I'm going to go ahead, if you desire to... if you have a prayer request, you can press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't see any of my friends press the 1 today, so we're going to go ahead on and open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you, Lord, on this day, Lord God, to come in like a mighty flood, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you know what each and every person needs, God. Even though, Lord God, if they don't press the 1 and come in, you know, Lord. So I ask you, God, to meet them at their point of need. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for healing in the body, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for elevating each and every person in this new year, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, those that are desiring more of you, Lord God, elevate them, Lord God. Get them in that place. Let them know, Lord God, that help is already here. You know, sometimes they say help is on the way. Well, help is already here, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And let them come in, Lord God, and get what they need so they can go out and minister effectively to others in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, as seasons are changing and times are changing, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, to reach more people, Lord God, to get more people to come into the kingdom of God, to get more people saved, Lord. Oh, yes, in the name of Jesus, to bring them out of the darkness into your marvelous light, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for those that are coming in, those that are listening by way of my phone, Lord God, if whether it's Twitter, Facebook, whichever they're listening on, God. We ask you, Lord God, that the word, Lord God, it goes in the heart, Lord God, so it changed their life right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for healing, Lord, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing them, Lord God, so they won't desire to walk in those dark places anymore. They won't desire, Lord God, to do things outside of your will, Lord. They won't desire, oh God, oh my God, to go in those places in which they shouldn't be going in, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. They won't be desiring, Lord God, to take a drink just because things don't go right, Lord God, and drink too much, in the name of Jesus, oh God. They won't go down the same road that other their parents and anyone else went down, Lord God, with the binge drinking, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you right now to heal that person, Lord God, who have an alcoholic issue right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, that only you can heal. Lord God, all we got to do is you say, speak the word and it shall come to pass. You got to believe it as you speak it in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord, and we give you praise on high because we know we serve an awesome God. You are Jehovah Jireh. You're everything that we need you to be. You're everywhere that we need you to be, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, let us seek more of you, Lord God, and less of things, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you not to let things, Lord God, take over, Lord God, in this season, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know, Lord God, you already know what they need before they even ask, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just say thank you, Lord God, for all those things that you're going to give them, Lord God, as you're knocking on the door for them to come forth and come even closer unto you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Lord, everyone that's trying to pull back, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to reach and snatch them back. Oh, good God Almighty, into the kingdom of God right now in the name of Jesus. Everyone that's straying away, Lord God, just because of a person. Oh, my God, remove that person in the mighty name of Jesus. Remove them out of their way, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. They're trying to whisper stuff in their ears, Lord God. telling them they don't have to serve you like, oh, my Lord, they don't have to serve you like that, Lord God. I ask you right now to move them out of the way, Lord God. Every negative spirit, we push it back into the pit right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know that the Lord our God is coming forth. He's coming forth like a mighty rushing wind. In the name of Jesus, the word of God shall go to and fro to do just what it set out to do. In the name of Jesus, to heal, to set free those that are captive in their spirit, those think they don't have no way out. In the name of Jesus, those that are contemplating, Lord God, taking their own life. In the name of Jesus, oh, we break it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, my God, that confusion that's going on in your mind, we cast it out right now. Replace it with the word of God, because by his stripes, you are healed, healthy, and whole right now. In the name of Jesus, we bind all those spirits that's going on in your head right now. In the name of Jesus, and we cast them back into the sea right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, and we give you glory, Lord, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Someone is having a battle in their mind. Glory to God. We all have them at some time. But listen, hallelujah. Don't entertain. Think on these things that are good and of a good report. Read the word of God. Meditate on that word. Cast down those things in high places. Glory to God. Don't sit there and meditate on the wrong, but meditate on those things that are good. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Even if you have to give a shout, if they don't, it doesn't matter if people don't understand you. Glory to God, because you know what? They probably don't even understand themselves. Give a shout out for the Lord. When you shout out for the Lord, he'll come in like a flood. He'll raise up a standard against the enemy and make him get back. Oh, good God Almighty. And behave. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. We serve an awesome God. And he is worthy. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. If you would, go ahead and turn to chapter 2 of 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 2. Hallelujah. Before I go on, hallelujah. Amen. He gave me this a couple of weeks ago. Amen. Hallelujah. Now he wants me to place it. So, amen. There's someone who's been married at least 13 years. Hallelujah. And you're thinking about leaving. Hallelujah. Just because. Hallelujah. But listen, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. You think that grass is green on the other side, but it's not. You've been married 13 years and you're going to throw it away for nothing. Don't do it. Don't do it. And don't do it. Hallelujah. I just gave you a way out. I told you you can call Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Glory to God. And they will help you. Don't just throw it away after 13 years. That grass is not as green as you think it is. Glory to God. You get over there and it's really withered grass. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Don't walk away from your family after all that time, hallelujah, you spent, you put in, and you prayed, and you stayed that long. So don't throw it away. Don't throw it away. It's not even worth it. Don't throw it away. But you can contact someone who can help you. And if you know either of us, amen, like I said, hallelujah, we're all under the same umbrella, you can contact us. And we will get you in touch with them. If you don't know how to get in touch with them, that's okay. Hallelujah. We're going to make sure that you get where you need to be. But it is someone who's listening. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to go ahead. Hallelujah. And try. You know, nowadays, you know, I see so many young people. They just get married. Oh, my God. But understand. Let me help you out. The honeymoon, amen, it'll last for a little while, but it's going to be over. Then you're going to have to learn how to live together. And that's so much, so many times when people have problems then, when it's time for them to learn how to live together, actually, hallelujah. You know, some people, amen, we on live radio, amen, glory to God. Some people stay together, amen, and then they stay together, and then when they get married, it's just like they're strangers, hallelujah. And then they just can't live with them anymore, hallelujah. They live with them then in sin, but when two come together and start to walk together, then that's going to be a problem, hallelujah. But I'm telling you now, I gave you a way out. If you can't get in touch with them, hallelujah, you can get in touch with either one of us. Prophetess Martha Williams, Minister Elaine Jackson. Hallelujah. You can go to Elder Brother Askew's page. You can inbox on that page. You can do any of that. And we will get you to the right people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you can go, amen, and guess what? Hallelujah. Well, nothing else be said. All we want to do is get you to where you need to go. But remember, hallelujah, don't just walk away. You know, problems happen. Even if you're single, problems still come up, even in your single life. Don't think they don't. Yes, they do. Hallelujah. But don't just walk away and throw it away. You raised the kids, yes, hallelujah. And now you're thinking you can just go out and go somewhere else to someone else. It ain't going to work, glory to God. Stay where you are, hallelujah, with your own wife, not another one, glory to God, with your own wife, hallelujah. And watch and see what God will do for you. My God, my God. Amen, hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and get into our message. I'm on chapter 2, and I'm going to start at the first verse. And I'm going to title this, Timing is Important. You know, so many times people want to step out their timing, but you got to have that staying power. No matter what's going on, hallelujah, you got to have that staying power. You got to want what you want when you're under some leader. You got to want what you want. You got to want what they got. That's the first thing, want what they got. Glory to God, hallelujah. And let them teach you and humble yourself and listen. Have a listening ear, you know, get quiet sometimes. Don't always be yapping off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know no other way to say it, but anyway, don't always be talking. Okay, how about that? Learn how to listen. Have a listening ear. You know, the scripture says have a listening ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. So if you're praying, just think about it. When you're praying, you also want to just be still and listen. You don't want to always be saying, Lord, I want. Lord, I need. Lord, can you do? You know, you got your long to-do list, but he said, well, would you just be quiet for a minute and listen to what I have to say, what I need you to do? You miss out on all that. You're just talking. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when your leaders are talking and sharing things with you, you always got to talk. Don't always talk. Just listen. And you can give feedback later, you know, but let them finish talking and tell you. So many times now this ain't my message, but amen, we're going to get into it, y'all. Just hold on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, so many times what happened, you know, you just get so carried away and they begin to tell you something. You don't know. Learn how to listen. Cut off what you're finna say. So hold on, wait a minute. Let me get quiet here and hear what they're saying. You know, because what they're saying, they already done been through it, done been there and done that. That's why they can tell you that. Glory to God. Oh, my God. And that's why you need to learn how to listen. Hallelujah. Have some staying power. Don't always fly off the handle and don't always think that it's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about, you know what, you need to ask, go back to God and ask God to get that spirit out you. Glory to God. And it ain't the Holy Spirit. If it's all about you, you're just selfish. Hallelujah. Just claim right out selfish. Okay, let's go on. Amen. I know everybody ought to be ready right now. Ready? Glory to God. 2 Kings chapter 2. And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by whirlwind that Elijah went with Elijah from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elijah, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elijah said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. See, he told him to stay there. God was sending him somewhere else. But guess what he told him? Elijah told him, no, I'm going with you. See, he was his armor bearer, true enough. But understand, he was looking at what he was also doing. That's why he stayed there. He would help him. He was his armor bearer. And you know, he was pouring into him. So he didn't want to miss nothing. So guess what he did? He stayed there. Now, he could have told him, well, you go ahead on the Bethel then. I'm going to stay right here. Now, I'm not leaving because I know something is going to be awesome that's going to happen right here. Because if he had left, if he had missed it and not stayed, then he would have missed it. He would have missed what was about to happen. Let's move on. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elijah and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. See, he didn't want to hear that because he knew they had a long, you know, long line history. And, you know, he was learning on them. He was getting so many things. He was gleaning, hallelujah, all the little nicks and all of the little things that he needed, you know, to go and branch out on his own. See what I'm saying? You got to have some staying power. Glory to God. You know, nowadays, people don't have staying power. If they go in a church and, you know, things ain't right for them right then, they be ready to go. They don't let them sing their favorite song. And look, you know you can't sing. So why in the world do you do it? Come on now. Yes, he said, make a joyful noise. And I heard you when you said it. Yeah, he said, joyful noise unto the Lord. That's when you're at home. Amen. You're in your own secret closet. You can make all the noises and crack all the windows and all the anything you want to do. But if you know you can't do it, then just listen. Don't do it. Glory to God. Let's move on. And Elijah said unto him, Elijah, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. See, he did not leave. He didn't want to leave because he knew he was learning something. And he was saying that he was going to be taken away. Also, he wanted to get all he could while he could. He just stayed there. See, you got to learn how to stay there and listen. So many times, if you're always talking, you know, if you're trying to be higher than the leaders that God has placed over you, why are you under them? You know, hallelujah, glory to God. But you got to stay there because there's always something that you can learn. It's always something that they have that you didn't know. But if you keep talking and you want to move out before your time, then you'll miss it. My God. Let's move on. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elijah and said unto him, knowest thou that thou the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. He didn't want to hear it. He did not want to hear that the Lord was going to take away his master. He didn't want to hear it. And they kept coming to him telling him that. And what it was, the company of prophets, they were ones who assist the major prophets, you know, in the Bible and different stuff like that. In other words, they were still prophets in training. Glory to God, you know. And that's what it was. He did not want to hear that. Because can you imagine he raised his voice a little bit? Hold ye, yo. I don't want to hear it. I don't want him to go nowhere. See, there's going to come a time when while your leaders is giving it to you, you need to listen. While they're giving you the word of God, listen. While they're pouring into you, listen. Hallelujah. You have to be like little children and listen. Well, anyway, some of them would praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But be God's children and listen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But just listen at what they're saying and how they're saying it. Glory to God. And what to do and how to do it. You know, because he said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stay there with you. I know that he said he's going to get taken away, but I don't want to hear that. And you know what? He was his armor bearer. He was helping him. But also Elijah was helping him to become who God was calling him to be. So he was gleaning from him because he was getting him ready. So he saw the miracles and things that he was doing. So that's why he stayed there. No, I want to stay here. I can't move now because if I move now, then I'm going to miss it. But if I don't listen to my leader, I'm going to miss it. If I move now, then I'm going to miss what God has for me. You know, you can go from level to level to level, but you got to have an humble spirit to do that. You know, he said he give gifts as he see fit. You know, don't go over here and only give yourself a gift that you know you ain't got. Hallelujah. And then you go and you try to use it on somebody. Hallelujah. And it ain't there. It just is dry as pop. Glory to God. Just hold on and stay right there. Don't get up. Don't move too soon. Timing is important. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee. Here the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. He didn't leave him. He stayed right there by his side. He continued to help him. You know, some people think just because you help the pastor, the preacher, the prophet, you know, they just think, oh, my, I'm not helping them. Hallelujah. But you know what? So what's the anointing that's on them? It flows from the head down. Whether it's the good anointing, I'm going to tell you this, and it's the bad anointing, glory to God. Some of them ain't got no anointing. How about that? It's just point blank. But whatever's on your leaders, and glory to God, you know they living right. You know they walking right. You know they can get a word through. Hallelujah. You know they can get a prayer through. You know where they come from. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then that's going to flow down on you before you know it. But you can't just get out of timing. Don't try to go out there in third field doing all everything you think you're big enough to do. Hallelujah. Then you get lost out there. Glory to God. Listen, they will launch you out in time. Hallelujah. Because watch this. Let's see what happened here. Let's move on down to verse 7. And 50 men of the sons of the prophet went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. Now, can you imagine him looking at how he did that and what he said when he smote the waters? Glory to God. Come on now. You know, he had that anointing on him. He was a prophet, and that anointing was on him. He smote the waters, and they depart. Glory to God. On the left, and on the right. And he went through, hallelujah, on dry ground. Don't you know Elijah was looking and seeing what he was doing? And if he hadn't have stayed there with him, he wouldn't have known how to do it or what to do or when the timing to do it. That's what I'm telling you. Timing is important. So hold on. Don't leave. Don't walk off. Don't just get mad and go, you know, they holding me back. Nobody's holding you back, baby. Nobody. Only thing they want you to make sure when you go out, then you're able to minister to people effectively. Because the gift is not for us. The gift is for people. It's to bring people out of darkness into the marvelous light. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 9. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. See, he was asking him for a double portion. What he wanted to do, Elijah had did about 14 miracles, and Elisha, he wanted a double portion of his spirit, so he wanted to do more than that. Hallelujah. And he did 28 miracles. But let's move on down. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Glory to God. It's good, though. Hallelujah. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, understand, nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be. See, he had to make sure that he was with him. Amen. He stayed with him. He said, if you see me when I'm taken up, then yes, it'll be so. But if you don't see me, then no. Now just think, if he had left him, amen, way back in all those places that he had went, now do you think he would be liable for the nevertheless? Hallelujah. No, he wouldn't. Hallelujah. If he were back there, he could not ask for it. Hallelujah. But he stayed with him because he had some staying power. He saw what the man of God did. He saw how he healed. He saw how he set people free. Glory to God. So he wanted to stay there and continue to learn. Stay and continue to learn. Don't just jump out there in third field. Listen, you got good leaders. Hallelujah. What they're going to do is they're going to release you in time. That's what it is, because timing is important. I don't care if you're 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, hallelujah, it don't matter, hallelujah. When God says time, then those leaders are going to know to release you in time. Some may not, glory to God, but then that's when you have to go in a deep session, you and the Lord. Say, Lord, you know, Lord, oh, my God. Then that's when you have to start fasting and praying, hallelujah. Say, Lord, you know, I know I heard you. You said it was time for me to step out, Lord. Now, Lord, but they won't release me, oh, God. Lord, what do I do? And he'll tell you, you do things decent and in order. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But so many times now, people don't do things decent and in order. They just go and do things, you know. You do it decent and in order, then, you know, God will tell you, so, well, it's time. Go tell them that, you know, it's time for you to go. And it's okay. And he'll give you what to say, how to say it, when to say it. And you still be in God's timing. Ain't it good? Yes, it is. Glory to God. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind unto heaven. And Elijah saw it. Now, if he had stayed back there, hallelujah, by himself, stayed back there, he wouldn't have saw it. So he couldn't have got it. He wouldn't have known anything about this. Hallelujah. He wouldn't have even said, well, he couldn't even told him, well, what do you want? What do you want me to lead you? He couldn't even ask that question because he went back into another town. So look, he stayed with it. He did what he asked him to do. Hallelujah. He prayed for the man and God, man and woman of God. He prayed for them. That's what we need to do all the time. Pray for a man and woman of God. Pray whoever it is. If it's a woman, pray. Man, pray. Pray for the church. So many times people don't pray for the church. You know, you can stand guard, hallelujah, you know, with everything going on, you can stand guard in your own house for the church. You can stand at the door, hallelujah. You can pray for that church that no evil come upon it, glory to God. Let them see it when it walk in the door. And if you're an usher, you got to be prayed up. You can't just go out on Saturday night, hallelujah, then come in there Sunday morning, hallelujah. Well, you know, we had a good time on last night, you know, and we now we're in the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am here. Do you know people all sometimes say that? Hallelujah. Now, see, you ain't had time to pray it up. What you had time to do with them demons that you got hold to in that club, you brought them into the church. Then you up there trying to do some kind of mime and, oh, my God, come on now, a praise dance. Who is you praising to? And you were just out there last night getting your groove on. Tell me who. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, you have to be pure. You have to be righteous. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Let's move on. And Elijah saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and took hold of his own clothing and rent them in two pieces. See, that's when he did that, hallelujah, because he really didn't want him to leave him. Hallelujah. He didn't want him to leave him. But he knew that he was coming because guess how many people, you know, just think about it. The company of prophets had told him, hallelujah, he had several prophets to come and tell him, you know, that you know your master, he's going to leave you. So that's why you got to get all you can while you can. Amen. You know what I said? Go ahead and took him. Say, hold up, wait a minute. You know, I need to know this. I need to know that. Hallelujah. And always have your pad and jot it down and go back and read it. I can tell you, I got stacks and stacks of stuff and stuff. I sometimes just take the time and go back and I look at, amen, my tablets and where I done wrote all this and I date it. And then I say, who said this and who said that? And I have all that. And I'll go back and look at it. I say, wow. You know, that's what you do. You sit down and you glean all you can. See, when Elijah stayed with Elijah, he was getting all he could. I say, can all you can while you can. Because whenever they are called out to do something else, then you'll know what to do and how to do it. And then if situation arises and you don't know how to handle it, then you just a phone call away. And look, you know, I'm having this problem. I need your input on it. And then you can pick up the phone, amen, and call them and ask them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, texting is good. But if you got something you need to ask me, pick up the phone, okay? You can text me one, maybe two lines. But when you get to texting paragraphs, I'm short. I'm through with it. Glory to God. And just said, I can hear you. You talk to me and tell me what's going on. And then I can help you. You know, that's just the way you need to do your leaders, too. Don't always text. You text. Then you got a paragraph, not just two lines. You got two or three, four, five paragraphs. And chances are, you know what I mean, they got to go through all that stuff. Just call them up and tell them what you want. Just like, you know, the song said, call Jesus up and tell him what you want. Amen. I guess. You speak it out of your mouth, call them up, and tell them what you want. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's move on, 13. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. Oh, what do you think he's going to do now? Let's see, on 14. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither. And Elijah went over. Now, you see that right there? Just think about it. Hallelujah. If he hadn't stayed up under him and got what he needed, he wouldn't know what to do. Glory to God. He said, where is the God of Elijah? See, he spoke it, and it happened. When he smote the waters and they parted, you know what was happening? When he gave him a double portion of his anointing, that's what he asked him for, a double portion. And he wanted to do more miracles. You know, he wanted to go beyond where Elijah went. And wasn't nothing wrong with that. And when he went and smote the waters, what he was doing was actually he was checking to see if it really transferred like he asked for. He wanted to see if he had got that anointing from him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If he had got a portion of that anointing from him. So he decided he'll go and he'll try it out. Oh, my God. You see right there, if you don't stay up on and get what you need, you ain't got nothing to try. You can't do nothing. You can't go nowhere. Hallelujah. You go somewhere, you might mess somebody up. And if you come toward, you know, you come around a babe of Christ, that a baby, somebody who just came into the kingdom of God, you could mess them up if you don't know how to approach them, amen, the right way. Because I remember I went in this place, and I went in the hospital and to see someone, hallelujah, glory to God, to see someone. And, you know, there were, you know, family all around. And, you know, I went over and I asked the family, you know, can I pray for her, please? And they said, yes, you may. Go ahead. They said, go ahead, then, Martha. Go ahead. Yeah, you can. You know, because I kept on and I said, okay. So I went and I started praying, amen, hallelujah. Next thing I know, the room was filled with tears. And that's what I'm talking about, because, you know, some people don't hear the way you may be able to pray, because you set up on the good leaders. They taught you how to do some stuff. They taught you how to pray. They taught you how to ask people the right way for them to go ahead and say, you know, yeah, go ahead. You can pray for her. That's fine. Go ahead. You see, because if you didn't get it the right way, you know what? Let me pray for her. Oh, glory. They're going to throw you out that room and then put you out the building. Glory to God. So you got to have some staying power to stay right there on them and get what you need. You know, we can preach this, hallelujah. You know, but the thing about it is, can you catch it and receive it and do it? Hallelujah. So there ain't no shame in my game. Glory to God. I love the Lord, and I'm going to do what he asked me to do. Glory to God. And you ought to be in a season where now you ought to be settled, set and settled. Whatever it is you got going on, whatever's, you know, trying to hinder you, you ought to be set and settled now to know that the only thing that matters now is Jesus. Glory to God. Because you can pray and stop some stuff from happening. You can pray. God will show you some stuff to get up and pray. Hallelujah. He may not sometimes tell you what it is, but if he tell you to get up and pray, you can crank it up and say, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. And then you walk it out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to 15. And when the sons of the prophet, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doeth rest on Elijah. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. And they said unto him, behold now, there be with thy servants 50 strong men. Let them go. We pray thee and seek thy master. Lest peradventure the spirit of the Lord had taken him up and cast him upon some mountain or into some valley. And he said, ye shall not cleanse. See, they was trying to get him. He already knew what had happened. He done seen the chariot of fire come. And Elijah had already told him about it, you know, what was about to happen. So they wanted to go ahead and they want to go and see if he done put him up on some mountain. Now, don't you know, they weren't there. They were not there yet. Hallelujah. It said when the sons of the prophet, hallelujah, glory to God. Just think about it. They weren't there yet, but they were being trained, you know, but they wanted to go and see if he had cast him up on some mountain and set him up on some mountain. Hallelujah. But like I said, they was in training. They were getting there. They hadn't got there. So see, sometimes you got to stay. You got to have that staying power, and they'll teach you what you need to do. It'll teach you, hey, if you're a minister, it'll teach you what you need to do as you go out. Hallelujah. We're all called to ministry, yes. Hallelujah. But he'll teach you when you get ready to start your own ministry. They'll teach you and how to win souls. They'll teach you what to say and not to say and how to say it. Glory to God. They'll teach you what to pray and how to pray. Glory to God. How to get your breakthrough. How to get your prayer through. Glory to God. They can teach you all that. Glory to God. Let's move on to 17. And when they urged him till he was ashamed, and he said, send thou send they sent therefore 50 men, and they sought 3 days, but found him not. Now, come on now. They searched 3 days, and they didn't find him. But he knew they wasn't going to find him, but they kept bothering him. Okay, let's go. Let's go find, you know, let us go. Let us go. Let us go see if we can find him. He told them he wasn't going to send them out. But then they wanted to go. They said, okay, y'all go look. Now, they out there wasting time when they could have been doing something else. They could have been around there, sitting around there, gleaming from him, you know, talking about what Elijah did and some of the other stuff that he done and, you know, how he, you know, healed this person and did this and set this person free. See, they could have been there getting all that. But they want to go and search for 3 days. Amen. You want to go out there, amen, and search for 3 days in some other place and in some other town and going to some other church. You want to go out there for 3 days, hallelujah, when you can sit up under those leaders, amen, the ones that brought you out, the ones that brought you over, the ones that helped you, the ones that helped you to start your ministry, the one that looked out for you, the ones that saw you when you're going in the wrong direction. Oh, good God Almighty. You want to go out there somewhere else, hallelujah, and let somebody else, hallelujah, try to pour into you when you can sit right there under those leaders. There's nothing wrong with listening to other people. It's not. It's nothing wrong with that. But remember where you came from. Remember how you got out of where you were. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Let's move on. And when they came again to him, for he tarried at Jericho, he said unto them, did I not say unto you, go not? He said, I told y'all not to go, but you went anyway. See, they'll tell you, you don't need to go over there. Well, why? Why I don't need to go over there? And then they can explain to you why. Because the leader, your leaders are keepers of your soul. They have to watch over you, and they have to pray for you. And if God show them anything, they'll tell you, you know, you don't need to go over there because this is what the Lord showed me. Amen. And then, now, if you go on your own, you're on your own. But if they done told you not to go and you go, then you're on your own. Let's move on. And the men of the city said unto Elisha, behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord seeth, but the water is not, and the ground barren. He was saying it was something in the water, and the ground was barren, and he was saying there was something there. And let's see what he told him. He said, bring me a new cruse, and put salt therein. And they brought it to him, and he went forth unto the spring of the water, and cast the salt in there, and said, thus says the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. You see that? Now, look, he got all that when he was under Elijah because he stayed there with it and saw him do the miracle. That's how he knew what to do. And look, he wasn't scared. Go. He told him what to do and how to do it because he got what he needed. He was his armor bearer, but you know, he was gleaning from him at the same time. Then there come a time when he had to get ready to step out on his own. There will come a time when you have to go. Yes, it will. But don't leave out of your time. Let's read on. So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elijah, which he spake. And he went up from thence unto Bethel. And as he was going up, by the way, there came forth little children out of the city and mocked him and said unto him, go up, thou bald head. Go up, thou bald head. You see right here? Parents, teach your children not to pick. Teach your children not to bully. Glory to God. You got to teach them all. I don't care. 18 up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've seen some just that old bullying, you know, other people and other children. That's not a good thing to do. And let me help you now. They start out young. They start out around 3 and 4 years old. Glory to God. Bullying other children. Hallelujah. So you got to teach them. You know, the Bible said train them up. When he said train them up in the Lord, you train them up not to pick at other people. Train them up in the ways of the Lord instead of train them up to always, you know, sit right here and you can always watch this, whatever it is, Shakadulu or whatever it is, glory to God and all this stuff that come on TV. Hallelujah. Take some time out and set them aside and teach them the word of the Lord. Although, he said, they're straight. They ain't going to depart. Glory to God. Let's move on. And he turned back and looked on them and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth 2 she-bears out of the woods and tear 42 children of them. And he went from this to to Mount Carmel, and from thence he returned to Samaria. Now you see what happened. Those children were picking at him. Glory to God. I can't say how old they were, but there were more than 42. Hallelujah. It said all them boys, and they were picking and calling him bald-headed. You know, and you know, children do that now. And look, he turned around, and he cursed them in the name of the Lord. And look what happened. The bears come out of the woods and ate them up. Glory to God. Although, amen, hallelujah, let's bring it down on down in this century time. You know, things will happen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you got to understand, teach your children not to call people names. You got grown people, don't even call people names. Be careful about that. Because, you know, you got just a million grown people acting out now. Oh, my God. Help us, Lord. We need it. Hallelujah. So be careful. Hallelujah. But don't you know, hallelujah, that looked mighty, mighty bad whenever all them bears came out. Can you imagine them two bears? It said two. Hallelujah. And came out and started tearing and mauling them to death. Glory to God. Can you imagine if there are any more, all the rest of them that was around them? Man, I would have been making some tracks. Hallelujah. Come on now. So be careful who you talk about. Let's bring it on down here. Be careful about talking about God's people, because you're going to reap just what you sowed. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people don't think it, but it's sure going to happen. Like I said on last week, some call it karma, but God says you're going to reap just that you sowed. So if you sow it, hallelujah, like the older people used to say, you sow it on the mountain, you're going to reap it in the valley. So be careful about how you talk about them, what you say. Hallelujah. Talking about the man and woman of God. Stop putting your mouth on men and women of God. If they're doing something wrong, then you pray for them and say, Lord, you will take care of that. That's between you and them. I got nothing to do with it. I'm not going to even put my mouth and my hands on it. But you know what? People don't do that. They don't think things will happen. Hallelujah. Then when they start going through situations and stuff starts to happen, and then they forget about what they did and what they said about God's man and woman of God. He said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. See what they did? They touched God's prophet. Hallelujah. You got to be careful about putting your mouth, amen, where it don't belong. You don't know if you come on live radio and, you know, and you press the one and we bring you in for prayer. Then you give us your prayer request, and that's good. That's good and dandy. But don't come in, glory to God, just coming in trying to come against. Hallelujah. Because you see what happened to them. Amen. You don't want that to happen. Hallelujah. He said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. So that means keep your mouth shut. If you don't believe, keep your mouth closed. If you don't believe it, still keep it shut. Glory to God. But you don't want none of that to happen. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pray, hallelujah, right here. My God, hallelujah. But understand, hallelujah, he stayed right there with him. He didn't move. He got everything he needed before he left him. And then whenever he left, he was able to do that many more miracles than he done. But it wasn't that he was going against him, wanted to prove something. He just wanted a double portion so he can go and do even the more. And that's how it should be. He said, greater works are these than we shall do. So guess what? Those greater works are yet to come, because people are so tied up in money, fame, fortune. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Cars, houses, lands, and just different stuff. Hallelujah. A whole lot of stuff. Hallelujah. Some people just buy stuff and pack it in the closets, and when they open the closet, everything just fall out on their head. My goodness, I didn't know I bought all this. Yes, you did. Who else bought it? You bought it. You live there. Hallelujah. Just full of stuff. Hallelujah. And you strayed away, hallelujah, from the will and the word of God to make sure souls are saved. You can pray for souls every day if you want to. Ain't nobody going to stop you. Ain't no devil in hell going to stop you. You can pray for souls. You got to learn how to pray for other people instead of praying for your foe and your no more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he got what he need here from Elijah, because he stayed on him. It didn't matter. Every time he got ready to tell him, you know, you can go to another place. You know, you could just go to another place. He said, no. He said, I'm going with you. I'm not going to stay here. I am going with you. He didn't leave him. He stayed right there. He was gleaning and getting all he needs. So you need to stop jumping from churches to churches. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know that in that same church, if you got some problems and your issues and you ain't settled them, you're going to take them right over to the next one. So you need to ask God, Lord, what is it in me that's not right? But so many times people won't ask God what's in them that's not right. And when they say created me a clean heart, believe me, sometimes they don't mean it. They just said, Lord, created me a clean heart, renew the right spirit in me. When he know if you mean it or not, because you're asking to take everything out of you that's going to taint your spirit, that's going to stop you from going to the next level. You know, we are people now that we need to listen, and our leaders are talking. We need to listen when they want to tell us something. And also, I'm going to help you out. Pick up the phone when your leader's calling you, because sometimes they won't even pick up. Glory to God, my God. Why you won't pick up? Hallelujah. Pick up the phone, hallelujah, because you don't know what's going down. Hallelujah. You don't know what they want to tell you to stop you, amen, from. My God. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to pick up your phone. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the word on today, oh God. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God, let them have an obedient spirit to the leaders, God, to hear what they're telling them, Lord. Let them not move outside of their timing, because we're in a situation right now, in a place where we don't need to pray. Men aren't always praying, not faint. In the name of Jesus, well, we're going to have to go out, Lord God, and going to have to go and heal and set some people free. So, Lord God, under the sound of my voice, let people get stable and steady in you to hear what's going on, Lord God, and not be about their sword no more, but to pray for the whole United States. I pray right now, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, for the troops that have been deployed, Lord. Lord, I pray for the blood to cover them, Lord. I pray, God, right now in the name of Jesus, let them see everything, Lord God. Let them see every attack right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Let them see, Lord, if there's any enemy coming against them, let them see it in the name of Jesus. Let them have eyes to see. Oh, my Lord, let your angels camp around them to keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger. Right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, because if it had not been for you, Lord God, we wouldn't be here, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we cast out every spirit, Lord God, oh my God, of deception right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know you're raising up people. Lord, you're not raising up coward soldiers to stand on the front line to be able to pray. Oh my God, you're giving them visions every day so they can push back the tricks of the enemy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now, Lord God, is there any confusion, Lord God, on this line right now, Lord? We push it back into the pit in the name of Jesus. I speak peace to your mind. I speak peace to your situation right now in the name of Jesus. That family's coming, Lord God, oh my God, against each other in this season. Lord God, I bind the trick of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. I said, devil, get back. I can behave right now. I decree and I declare it right now in the name of Jesus. That peace shall fall on your family right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know, Lord God, that you're everywhere that we need you to be, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. You are a healer, God. You are the peacekeeper. You are the peacemaker, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I decree and I declare, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, you are a miracle worker. You are a miracle working God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, God, for your grace, your mercy, how it shall endure forever, Lord God. Let the peace of God rest upon those, Lord God, who are confused in their mind. Let the peace of God rest on them right now in the name of Jesus. Let the peace of God rest on the families, Lord God. Oh, my God, whose loved ones are gone, Lord, who was deployed. Lord, let the peace of God rest upon them right now in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Let them continue to pray, not lose hope, because we know, Lord, whenever, Lord God, we've lost hope, we have to grab hold, God, with every little bit and everything in us, Lord God, to you, Lord, because we know, Lord God, oh, my God, you are a faithful God. You'll do just what you said you'll do in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, we give you glory. Lord, we give you praise, oh God. We honor your holy name on high, God. We know none of this caught you by surprise, oh God, because we know you know everything in the name of Jesus. You are Jehovah Jireh, Lord. You're everywhere. You're our provider, and everywhere we need you to be, Lord. You're Jehovah Nisi, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. Father, we thank you, Lord God. My God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, my God. Although someone thinks that their dream is afar off, but it's not. It's right there in front of you. Glory to God. You just got to stand still. Stop moving in so many places, trying to do too many things at one time. You focus your mind on God, and he'll bring that dream, amen, to pass. Hallelujah. What you want, hallelujah. He'll bring your desires to pass. But you got to stay in one place. You're focusing on too much. Your mind is gone too much. Glory to God. You're tired. You're worn out because your mind is in too many places. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be stable and stand there for. Oh, my God. Don't move out in your own time. Only in God's timing is when things get to happen. Hallelujah. Continue to pray. Continue to spend time with the Lord. Usher in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Hey, hey, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. Usher in his presence in your house. Hallelujah. Ushering in, hallelujah. Stop ushering in the TV and all the new shows, hallelujah, and all that stuff. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing wrong with that, but you got to put God, amen, first in everything that you do. Don't wait till something happens, and then you'll be like, okay, Lord, where you at? I need you. Hallelujah. And then, you know, he might ask you, where were you at? And you wasn't in prayer. No time. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Don't wait till things start happening, and then you want to try to find Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, nowadays, people say, well, you know what? All I want to do is they wait till they get old. They do everything they want to do with everything they're big enough to do. And then they'll holler. I'm still young. You know, what you need to do is serve God in your youth. Hallelujah. So you can do more things for God. Don't wait till you get old. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then, you know, things start to happen. You be wore out. Then you can't do too much. Glory to God. So don't wait. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Understand. Hallelujah. Yes, God wants those that desire husbands. God wants you to have a husband. Those that desire wife, he wants you to have a wife. Yes, he do. Glory to God. But don't make that your priority. Don't make that your priority. Hallelujah. Stop making it your priority. Hallelujah. You're jumping too quick. Be still. Be still. Hallelujah. You're jumping too quick. You're moving too fast. Hallelujah. I know some people, amen, I went to church. The man was 70. Hallelujah. No, the woman was 70. And the man was in his 70s, almost 80s. I'm like, well. And the pastor said, well, she said, that's between them and God. I said, okay, amen. Hallelujah. You just need to be still. Glory to God. Even if it was, you know, companionship, it was okay. Hallelujah. I said, well, that just goes to show. And I went to another wedding, and this girl was, she was like 40-something. This man was up in his 75. I said, oh, Lord. Okay, you know, just hold out. Hallelujah. You ain't going to get too old. Hold out. You know they used to sing that song, hold out, just a little while longer. Hold out. It'll come. Don't rush it. But you want to write somebody, hallelujah. Just because you say you're getting old, hey, come on, hold out. Praise the Lord. Amen, hallelujah. I want to encourage you again. Don't forget to go over and hear Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show is getting ready to start in the next 30 minutes. Glory to God. So go ahead and get you a break, get you some coffee, some hot chocolate. Amen, some juice, some water. Chicken leg, whatever you prefer, but just come back and hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Minister Elaine Jackson coming up next. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead. Amen. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ. Amen. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I would like for you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, God. Father God, forgive me of my sins, Lord God. I repent in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I give my life to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Go to a Bible-believing church. Take your Bible, and if you can't keep up, write the scriptures down. Come home and look at them and meditate on them. You got different translations that you can go in and look and see what, you know, if you don't understand it, you can look at it and read it. And, you know, y'all can also Google it. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead, and I'm going to give the benediction, and we're going to get out of here and wait on Minister Elaine. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Have an awesome, awesome week. Amen.